Your slaves always request for dua. Your slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our silsila Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we have Tawizat-e-Attariya Islami brothers with us. I want you to do me a little favor. Now you're watching us on this silsila, do me a little bit of favor, that is, try to ask your friends and your relatives to watch this silsila as well, so they can be part with us in this silsila as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to go straight into the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, I once said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Prophet of Allah, I send durood upon you abundantly. How much time shall I fix to recite durood upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he replied, as much as you want. And Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about one quarter of my time? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that it's up to you, but if you can recite more than that, it will be better for you. And he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, half of my time. Again the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, that if you can recite more than that, it will be better for you. And he says, three quarters of my time. Again the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, that if you can recite more than that, it will be better for you. And Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of reading other special prayers, I will spend all my time after my faraiz and my wajibs, I will spend time in reciting durood upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then this will be enough for your worries to be removed and compensate for your sins. Dukhune tumko jo gera hai, to durood padho. Jo hazri ki tamanna hai, to durood padho. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this silsila was started so that, you know, Amir Ahle Sunnah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, he has a lot of ghame ummat, he has, you know, that pain for the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And for that reason, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this silsila will be benefit to a lot of people. Sadly, you know, they might be at home, they might be in hospitals, worried, you know, and then they won't even know who to turn to. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, this silsila is for you, and this silsila, this program is for everyone else as well. And all these wasaif, my dear Islam brothers, try to understand that you have to read these wasaif with the correct pronunciation. Because in the Arabic language, and we mentioned this many times on Madani channel as well, that whatever wasaif the Islami brothers will give us, make sure that you read these wasaif according to the rules of tajweed. So if you think that your tajweed is going to be a bit weak, then sit with someone, try to learn tajweed, and inshallah azza wa jal, when you recite these wasaif, Allah ta'ala inshallah azza wa jal will give you that cure. And remember, cure is from Allah azza wa jal. We can give you wasaifs, and inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to talk about this later on as well. Islamic brother, he says that he has a daughter, and every now often she has these fits. You know, she goes into a state where she will just faint, and then, you know, she'll come back around again. But she doesn't even realize, or she can't remember what happens to her.
If the following verse is recited upon the patient three times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Ta Sin Mim, kaf ha ya ain sad ya sin wal Qur'an al Hakim ha mim ain sin qaf nun wal qalam wa ma yasturun. Inshallah azza wa jal, that epileptic fit shall finish.
MashaAllah. Do they have to blow on the patient as well, or?
Blow
on the yes. patient. Okay, MashaAllah azza wa jal. All these wazaif, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, try to note them down as well. Especially if it's something that relates to yourself, try to note them in a diary so that inshallah azza wa jal, later on you can go through the diary and you can see what it relates
just
to make, well.
Just to make it easy for the viewers of Madani channel, this particular wazifa is written in Ailing Worshipper or in Urdu Bimar Abid on page number 52.
MashaAllah, page number 52, Bimar Abid or Ailing Worshipper. And good news, alhamdulillah, you can even download that free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. Just go on to dawatislami.net into the book section and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll be able to download this as well. Another Islami brother sent in a message that his little daughter, she sometimes, you know, when she starts coughing, she will cough so much that, you know, it's really hard for her to come back to the normal condition again. Now, obviously, you know, there's different, you know, types of conditions of cough, and he says that maybe this is a severe one, and then later on she'll be fine, but then now again she gets these severe coughs.
I recommend to them, we'll come back with a wazifa for that as well, but if they visit the nearest Tavizati Atalia Basta, there's a particular Taviz, so if they visit the nearest Tavizati Atalia Basta, let me just let the viewers of Madin channel know that across UK, most of the major cities, Tavizati Atalia Bastas are available according to the different timings, mainly where the Fazani Madinas are of Dawud Islami. So if you find out where your local Tavizati Atalia Basta is, attend the Basta and ask for the Taviz regarding this cough problem. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, if Allah wills, you shall be cured.
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now remember, my dear Islam brothers, that Tavizati Atalia Basta Islami brothers, you know, mashallah azza wa jal, throughout the whole of UK and Scotland as well. So if there's any, you know, Fezan in Medina, especially where you find Islami brothers, you know, Dawat Islami Madani work, even Islami sisters, Ijtima, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, where it is, they'll tell you where the nearest Tavizati Atariya Basta is as well. And, you know, I would always recommend that we go and we see the Islami brothers. Now, obviously, this is for Islami brothers only. So try to go and visit them and try to visit the timing when the basta is. And inshallah, azza wa jal, you can tell your masail to them. And inshallah, azza wa jal, Islam brothers will be able to help.
I'd just like to stop you there, Abu Saab. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Now, the Islami is striving to improve and increase the work and help the ummah as best as they can. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the Tavizati Atalia Basta for Islamic sisters has also started in the UK, which takes place, at the moment there's only two, the one in Bradford and one in Blackburn, and this takes place after the weekly Sunnah Spell Ijtima of the Islamic sisters, which I believe is on a Sunday from 11 o'clock.
MashaAllah. Now, alhamdulillah, we've got two at the moment, but inshallah, azza wa jal, hopefully this will increase as time goes on. And remember, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Dawat Islami's weekly ijtimas take place as well. And you know, one of the biggest things that we can do is go and visit and be, you know, partake in with the ijtima as well. Travel on the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, azza wa jal, with that way, try to attach yourself to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Another Islami brother has texted in again that my younger son has a lot of tooth pain. So he's got some toothache. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. Any wazifa for toothache, please?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. After reciting the following verse three times, the verse is from Surah Yasin Sharif. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Recite this three times and blow upon the finger, rub it upon the tooth where the pain is, inshallah azza wa jal, the pain will go away.
Inshallah.
This is part 23, Surah Yasin, verse 58.
Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Then he blow on the finger, and then this Rabbi on the
tooth, which Mashallah. Is in pain.
So Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, again, my dear Islam brothers, because it is the Quran, we need to make sure that we can read the Quran properly as well. And Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, there's so many Madarisatul Madina, Balighan and Balighat throughout the whole of the UK, Islamic brothers, even Islamic sisters, Alhamdulillah, have the Balighat Madrasa as well. So please try to attend these Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Madrasatul Madina Balighat, so that we can rectify ourselves and inshallah Azza wa Jal learn the true way of reciting the glorious Quran. You know, there's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama, that the best one amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and then he teaches others. So today if we go to the Madrasatul Madina and we learn, we sit there, we spend a bit of time, we learn, tomorrow inshallah Azza wa Jal we can be teaching other people as well. Islam brother has sent in a text message that backache, is finding it so difficult to walk, that you know, he says that I'm now sometimes crawling at home as well because I have such severe back pain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The person suffering from back pain or knee pain, joint pains, basically anywhere in the body, if somebody is facing any pain, if the person recites Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Ghaniyu. This wazifa is taken from 40 Spiritual Cures, so they can download that booklet as well and can read it from there. Basically, if they keep reciting this, inshallah, do dhamma upon.
And we've got some calls ready, so inshallah, so just listen to the calls, and then inshallah, so we'll take the silsila forward. Ji.
Imran Bhai from Birmingham speaking. I want a wazifa, if possible, to make myself successful in the hereafter. Jazakallah khair.
My name's Ali. I'm speaking from Birmingham. It's been over 3 years. Someone owes me a large quantity of money, but they're not willing to give it back to me. Every time they are asked for the money, they say that they're going to give it. But they are not giving it. It's such a relationship that I don't want to be too harsh on them to collect the money also. So is there any wazifa that I can read to sort this situation out that will assist me and also make the heart of the person who's giving the debt back a bit narb? Jazakallah khairan.
Hi, this is Abudu from UK. I have a question that if someone is struggling financially, like, you know, he has financial problems, is there something he can read to help?
MashaAllah. Jazakallah for your calls. Allah Ta'ala give barakat and blessings, and inshallah whatever problems you're having, may Allah Ta'ala help you in these.
If the person after every salah recites, remember every wazifa that we're giving you, if you recite Durood Sharif before and after, so a few times before and a few times after. So after every namaz, if the person recites 7 times, Huwallahu Rahimu, Huwallahu Rahimu, Huwallahu Rahimu. This is also taken from 40 Spiritual Cures. And inshallah, that person will be secured from the evil of Satan. And inshallah, he'll also have an ending upon faith.
MashaAllah. The other call that we had was someone is owed money but from a very close family relative. Obviously, it's sometimes hard to go and ask him every time. But he goes, any wazifa that I can read that they can give me my money back. And it's a large amount of money as well.
If they recite 2 nafal, this is a time when it's not makruh time. So if they avoid the makruh times, they recite, read 2 nafal. And every time they are in prostration, when they're in the sajda, after they read the tasbihat of the sajda, if they recite the following wazifa 75 times, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mudhillu, Ya Mudhillu. So they'll be in prostration. Every time they're in prostration, they'll recite the tasbihat of the prostration, and then they will recite Ya Mudhillu 75 times. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the owed money, inshallah, will be paid.
And then another wazifa Islam brother was wanted was for financial problems.
At the time of sunrise, whilst facing towards the sun, if the brother recites Bismillah Sharif, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 300 times, and then also recites whilst facing the sun Durood Sharif 300 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this person will become wealthy.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. There's another wazifa that I heard from Muzakara of Amir Ahl Sunnah. That Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I try to act upon this myself as well. And that wazifa is that whenever you go home, always give salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to everyone at home. And then if there's no one there, then say Assalamu alaikum ayyuha nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad, with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim till the end. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you, you are content with that. You are happy, you are razi with what Allah Ta'ala has given you. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for many of us, you know, we might have enough money that, you know, our generations can eat from that, our generations can spend. But we're still asking for more barakat, more money, and that is not a good thing to ask for more money. Ask Allah Ta'ala that whatever Ya Allah you have given me, give me the ability so that I can be content, I can be happy with what you have given me. We've got some calls ready as well. So let's go towards the call and then inshallah we'll go to the wazifa as well. Ji, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Whenever I go home, I always have arguments with my parents. I feel like unease when I'm home and I don't really like being around my house. Please help me with that. Jazakallah.
My name is Muhammad Kamran Atari from UK. My question is that if a person goes through stomach pains, what should he read?
My name is Ahmed Raza from UK, and I had a question that Islamic sister has found out she's pregnant, and could you give us some ruhani ilaj for this, for the baby to be healthy and strong, and for how to her to cope through the pregnancy?
Jazakallahu khaira.
Brother Kamran, I think it was.
Yeah, Kamran bhai.
Stomach pain.
Ji.
If the brother recites Durood Sharif before and after, and recites the ayat لا فيها غولٌ ولا هم عنها ينظفون, he recites this once, blows upon water,
Ji.
Or any other drink that he's drinking,
okay.
Or upon food,
Ji.
And then consumes that. This is chapter 23, Surah As-Safat.
MashaAllah.
And he does amal upon this, inshallah, his stomach pain will be cured.
MashaAllah. Ahmed Raza bhai, Islamic sister is pregnant, and any wazifa, any ruhani ilaj to go through the pregnancy?
If they either write themselves or get somebody to write for them, they write on a piece of paper, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. They write this on a piece of paper 55 times. Fold that, they either wear it around the neck or around the arm. This will protect the pregnancy as well as the unborn child as well, inshallah.
I think we can have a wazifa if possible. You know, someone who had the habit of arguing, you know, every little thing they'll start arguing with their parents, with their wives, with their children. All they do is just argue at home.
For this one, if the brother recites Ya Mani'u, he recites this 20 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Ya Mani'u, Ya Mani'u, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Is that for the one who argues?
The one who argues, okay, yeah. And he does this before he goes to sleep, if he recites Ya Mani'u 20 times, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah. There is an Islam brother who gets angry too much.
Jee, for the anger, if the person recites Ya Wadudu,
Jee,
with Durood Sharif before and after, he's just going to recite this once. So Ya Wadudu once, and then he does dam upon water, sits down and drinks this in three sips.
Ji.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The duration which is written here is for 40 days, inshallah.
Okay. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal.
Of course, the other brother could do it as well who have been arguments.
Ji. MashaAllah. There's a booklet that Amiri Ahl Sunnat has written, Meethe Bol, Sweet Words. If you go onto the website of Dawat Islami, Meethe Bol, Sweet Words, inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to read that booklets, and it's amazing, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how a muballigh of Islam, you know, with his beautiful words of wisdom, he conquered the heart of one of the most vicious, you know, tribe that ever lived in this world, the Tatari Qom, and all of them entered into Islam because of one muballigh who controlled his anger, who controlled his tongue. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as they say, hai falahu kamrani narmi o asani mein har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein. You know, out of, you know, nothing, you know, people, sometimes people create situations where, you know, there's nothing there, but we just want to make an excuse, we'll get angry over sly little things, and then everything, hell breaks loose. So please try to control your anger as well. Let's go through some calls as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
My name is Umar Farooqi from Birmingham. I wanted to know what the wazifa is for when a person is lost.
I'm Muhammad Tayyib Atari, Bradford, shares kar raha hu. Aapki bargah mein sawal arz hai ke ghurbat se bachne ka ilaaj ata farma de. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Muhammad Awais Atari, Italy se arz kar raha hu. Aankh ke ilaaj ke liye koi ruhani ilaaj irshad farma de. Jazakallahu khairan.
If a child or an adult is lost, all the family members should recite Ya Jami'u, Ya Mu'idu. Continuous times. Inshallah, the lost person will be found.
Subhanallah. Ya Jami'u, Ya Mu'idu. Keep repeating that until the person is found. Subhanallah. Whoever you have lost, the Islam brother who sent him, may Allah Ta'ala shower blessings upon you. And whoever is lost, may Allah Ta'ala make them find their way home, or you find them as well. How to protect from poverty?
This wazifa is taken from Sparrow and a Blind Snake, page number 30. For 7 days after each namaz, if a person recites this wazifa 112 times and then makes dua, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Salam. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Salamu. Ya Razzaqu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Salamu. So he repeats this 112 times and then makes dua, inshallah azawajal. That person will be protected from poverty. Also illness, it mentions here as well.
Jeez.
So illness and poverty.
MashaAllah. Sometimes, you know, what happens is, whenever someone falls ill, maybe that's the time where we will go and we'll ask for help. And even before that, you know, when alhamdulillah someone is fit and healthy, try to read these wazifa so that inshallah you'll be protected from that as well. Shababi, any wazifa for pain in the eyes?
If the eyesight has become weak, recite Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru 41 times and blow onto the water. And then rub this water on the eye.
MashaAllah.
Until the recovery has finished.
SubhanAllah. A beautiful mas'ala that Amir Ahl Sunnah has mentioned in Laws of Salah. An eye which is aching, if water drips from that eye because of the pain, then that is also napak, is impure. So try to save your clothing from that. Don't let that water come onto your clothes, because your clothes will become impure. That is an ailing eye.
The usual reaction when something like that happens is...
Yeah, we all automatically, you know, put it on our clothes. But you know, so sometimes another question will come out of this, that what if you cry in the fear of Allah? Then I wish, you know, we can all have that. You know, cry in the fear of Allah. That is something different. But if it's an eye that is aching, then Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned in Laws of Salah that that water is impure. Another Islam brother has said that, please can you do wazifa for me? My wife is having a lot of headaches, and these headaches can lead for many days, and you know, she's sometimes helpless to do anything at home.
For headache, this is from Fizani Sunnah, page 227, this is wazifa. Basically, the seven names which I will mention, they need to be wrote on a piece of paper, make it into a taweez, and then wear that taweez. And the seven names I will just mention, Usma Mubarakah, Ubaidullah, Urwa, Qasim, Sa'id, Abu Bakr, Sulaiman, Kharija, Rahmahumullah Ta'ala.
MashaAllah.
So if they write these seven names, make it into a taweez and wear that taweez, inshallah azawajal, they will be relieved from this headache problem.
SubhanAllah. We'll take some calls and inshallah we'll take you further. Ji.
میرا نام سرجیل ہے میں ہالینڈ سے عرض کر رہا ہوں میرا سوال یہ ہے اگر کوئی شخص کو نیند نہیں آتی تو اس کو کیا کرنا چاہیے اس کا جواب ارشاد فرما لیجئے
My name is Najabat. I am speaking from Huddersfield. My question is that what is the spiritual treatment for a fever?
جی اسلام برادر found up that he can't go to sleep.
A person who can't sleep or has difficulty in sleeping, if he recites the following continuously until they fall asleep. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا If they
continues to recite this.
Keep reading, inshallah, inshallah. Subhanallah. So keep reciting this verse of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala will give barakat, inshallah. Ji. The other one was from Najabat Bey from Huddersfield. Wazifa for fever.
One suffering from fever should recite Bismillahil Kabiri abundantly.
MashaAllah. Bismillahil Kabiri. Keep reciting this wazifa if you have a fever. But they came by the Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. So all these illnesses that we are getting, number one, we need to understand that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will give shifa. You know, if these bimariyan, these problems, these trials and tribulations we have in our lives, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, they will be removed as well. There is cure for every disease. You know, it's maybe the doctors or people can't find the cure for that, but that cure is there. So always believe and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, that whatever problems and calamities you are facing in your life, these could be tests from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that I have been tested the most out of anyone. So even the prophets of Allah, if you read their lives, their seerah, you will see how much these prophets, they were tested by Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they all remained patient, and Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, gave them success as well. So many Islamic brothers come to the Bastah of Tawizat al-Tariya, and there's many have stories, you know, where they've been to some person, where they've paid him a lot of money, but nothing's really happened. And once they've come to Tawizat al-Tariya, Alhamdulillah, all the wazaif, all the Tawizat, all the istikhara that we do in Dawat Islami is fi sabilillah, only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, sadly, we've come to the end of our silsila. I want to include a dua in the silsila as well for all those Islamic brothers and viewers who've called in or sent text messages for their shifa. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those viewers of Madani channel, Islamic brothers, Ya Allah, Islamic sisters who've sent in their text messages, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, who recorded voice messages, Ya Allah, anyone who is ill, give them shifa. Anyone who has any sort of problem, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, any illnesses, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the one who gives shifa. Ya Allah, give shifa to all of them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for those who are ill in hospital, who are ill at home, Ya Allah, give them shifa. Ya Allah, an Islamic brother asked for dua. His father has been diagnosed with cancer. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give him shifa. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove this illness from him. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path, and Ya Allah, make me and all of us, Ya Allah, punctual in our salah. All the wazifs that we have been given today, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make it easier for us. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, shower your blessings upon each and every Muslim in this world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers, take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua, you slaves always request for dua, please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah, please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.